everyone, and welcome back to the Like Mother, Like Daughter podcast. I'm Lauren, the daughter.
And I am Jamie, the mother. And here we are again, recording, coming to you live from our couch with our favorite dog, Jack the puppy.
Oh, he's so cute looking back at me as we are recording. We love doing these episodes with him. He just brings so much energy to the podcast, even though he doesn't share his thoughts with you guys. I hope you feel his spirit through these episodes that we do with him.
He's totally into it. I can see he's just really into it. He's breathing in the air. He's enjoying it so much. So I'm really excited. All right. We're going to dive right into our light. So why don't you start with your low light?
Okay. So my lights are kind of weird this week because I kind of have like a tie for my highlight and not really a medium, but then my low connects to one of my lights. My other highlights. So I'm just gonna like go in this order, but like whatever. So basically one of my highlights of the week is that I got to go to the Olivia Rodrigo concert.
Yeah.
Which was very exciting because I have been very into her throughout the last year since her career has skyrocketed in front of our eyes. It's really cool to see someone that I really enjoy like get so famous and be so successful so early on. It's really exciting. Now it's very fortunate that my friend Rebecca asked me to go last week. So I had tried to get tickets to this concert months ago. It was actually the day that I was moving out of my apartment at school, and Dad was like asking me to come down and get him, but I couldn't because I was trying to get these tickets, and then I never ended up getting them because for those of you who went through that process, know it was very brutal out here. and anyways, long story short, her friend had sold her two tickets for a really reasonable price, so I couldn't not take the opportunity to go. And it was also the opener, who's someone I really wanted to see, Gracie Abrams. Long story short, I missed a lot of her because my low light is that the line of the concert was honestly like absurd. I'm not sure if it's just because it was like a general admission or there's so many people there or their system was unorganized or they didn't let people in early enough. I'm sure it was a combination of all the above. But we ended up like getting there. Like we got to the venue, the concert started at 8. We got to the venue around like 7:15. So like in my head, it was like plenty of time because we weren't wanting to go that close up anyways. We were going to be standing in the back. So I was like, oh, it doesn't matter if we're like super early because we're not trying to even get a good spot, but like, I still thought this was plenty of time and I was obviously wrong. And when we got there, they directed us. They're like, you have to go around this way. And then we were like, oh, we'll just go around the corner. And no, it was not going around a corner. We were weaving through these alleys and these streets and blocks and whatever. And it was probably like 10 minutes to get to like the quote unquote, like end of this line that was forming to get into the concert. And then a lot of us, like it also took a long time to get in because we would get cut off. Like it's kind of like when we were at the DMV and like we were waiting in line, but there was like a stopping point like between the streets because they didn't want people standing in the middle of the street, so they would like let a few people go at a time, you know?
Sure.
So it was like that. And so I mean, long story short, we waited in line for about an hour, so I missed most of the opener, which was a really big bummer. And like I was kind of surprised that they even let the concert start like without most of the people even inside. Like I feel like I would have been like very upset if they had started, like if Olivia Rodrigo had started performing before we had gotten in there, because like honestly at that point it's like kind of a ripoff to the concert and like the venue. And well, I just feel like it was their fault that they didn't open it up early enough or prepare for the amount of people that were going to be there. And then they like were going to make us late. And I was like literally DMing them like as if they were going to respond. It was just more for like a joke, but it was just a bummer because I was really like looking forward to seeing her, and I'm usually not excited about like an opener, and I feel like most people don't really care about an opener. So it was just like a bummer, and you know, it kind of is a medium in some ways because it was annoying, but it was kind of like a fun experience too. Like we were making friends with like the people in front of us and behind us, and like it was kind of like a bonding experience because like when you're going to see a concert, like you're always with like-minded people because you're all like into the same music and like you're just happy to be there, and we were just kind of like bonding. The girls behind us were like playing music when we were in line, so it kind of like got me amped up, and they're playing a lot of like Taylor and Harry and Olivia songs, and like that was fun.
So fun.
Played some ABBA. And then the people in front of us, it was like this mom and these two young girls from like Charleston that came all the way there. So I felt kind of bad that they were stuck in this line. Anyways, that was a really long-winded thing, but it was fun and long.
like the line.
And annoying.
Fun, long, and long, like and the line but on the bright that you were getting in.
Right. But on the bright side, compared to my last concert experience in terms of, like, transportation, this was, like, that I went to by myself, not the Bon Jovi concert. This was a much improvement. We went on the right side of the train. We made all the trains. We got home before – I got home around, like, midnight.
If you guys don't know what this was referring to, go back to January something. When Lauren saw, it's probably like January 24th, 25th, 27th, mm-hmm. something
and
like that.
And we had COVID
right after that. So go find that episode. It was pretty funny. It was. She saw Casey Musgraves.
Anyway, your turn.
Gracie,
sorry.
Casey.
I think that was like sometimes like you want to talk for a while, but like it's a good reason. And then sometimes it's not. But I feel like that was worth sharing.
I know, but now you just made me forget what my lowlight was.
Well, don't you have it written down?
Yeah, but I thought of a better one along the way.
Okay, so just share
and it. Now I'm like, oh, what's the low light now?
Okay, well, you can share them both if you want.
I don't even remember it. Seriously, I'm going to go back to my notes now because I was so interested in following along with your story that, yeah, this isn't even really
even
a low light.
What's driving around? How is that a low light?
It was. It could have been a low light, but it wasn't. So, like, we're going to get into this in our next section when we talk about our actual, like, you know, highlights and stuff. But Lauren and I got the opportunity to celebrate her graduation. The gift that we gave Lauren for graduating, instead of being like something to have, it was a spa day. And
this isn't really even low.
I know it isn't.
It's kind of similar to this. It's kind of similar to this line story because it's like annoying, but like it was fun because we were together.
But you know what? I want to say, like, these are the lows, like, we're doing well. Good, yeah. We're doing well in life. Like, if this is our major low lights, you know? Like, I mean, I have nothing, you know, it's not that bad if these are our low lights. Anyway, so we went to the Abbey Spa in Lake Geneva. Well, it's actually in Fontana, which is outside of Lake Geneva, another lake. And we had a really great spa services, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But one of the we had a recommendation for this restaurant in Delavan, and so we decided to go to it, and like we drove, I don't know, 20 minutes out of our way, which is a total of 40 minutes out of our way, because when we got there it was like no one in the parking lot, and we were a little sketched out as it was like this restaurant right off the side of the highway, and we're like, maybe not, we're not gonna go here. So we drove, and it was a little bit of a race back to the other restaurant that we wanted to try because we didn't want to get there before they closed, and then it wouldn't have been so good. And then I guess the other part of the low light was that they did my bill wrong, and I was like stressed about like what I owed for the services.
Yeah, mine was also like sleeping that night was not fun.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Anyway, let's go into the mediums. Okay. I'm ready to change.
I'll
subjects.
Just go into the medium, high, which is like the concert itself was really fun. And, you know, like there were circumstances might have not been the most ideal among some other things, but like it was someone to cross off my bucket list of someone I really like and love. So it was just like,
I think
just
didn't get to see Gracie Abrams. That would be the negative.
No, I know. And it was just like, either. I kind of wanted to like be like more into like the crowd part in the concert itself, but because it was a little hard to see her, and honestly, like I couldn't even tell what she was wearing, which like kind of sucks. Because the problem with the venue is that, like, usually when you go to like a concert on like at like a stadium or arena, like there are screens if you're standing in the back, so you could like at least see them. So like at a place like this that's so small, there's no screens. So like that was the only drawback to being in the back, was like I felt like she was like tiny, but nonetheless, she performed so well live. You can tell she's really been like working really hard to improve her vocals, because I know last year when she first started singing live, a lot of people were like shitting on her on the internet for her like vocals, whatever. But
you can always go find some people that are gonna like be a hater.
I could not find one negative about her performance. Like, she did so well. I know Jack is so cute. And it was just cool. And, like, it's just honestly crazy, like, when I was waiting in this line to see how many people had left behind blankets and this and that, because they had been waiting there for so long. And when we were leaving, Rebecca didn't agree. She thought these were people waiting for her tour bus, but I'm convinced they were people for the next day that were coming to the concert waiting. They had like comfies on.
Oh boy, that's such a smart idea.
And like they didn't look like they had like hair and makeup done, so I don't think they were like at this sour. Like I don't think they were at the Friday one. I think they were waiting to get in line for the next one tomorrow, day. Which is just crazy. I love Olivia Rodrigo, but honestly, I don't even know if Taylor Swift would make me want to stay up 24 hours to get a front row seat.
You wouldn't stay up. You'd sleep and you're comfy on the side of the outside.
Yeah, I guess. It's just like in that weather, like, I don't know. Maybe Taylor Swift, maybe, but Taylor Swift would also is not playing a venue like this anyway.
Yeah. So. Lauren, you just don't know. Like when we were young, we had to like go wait in line, pouring rain, winter storms, whatever, for concert tickets. You'd have to get at the ticket line. You couldn't like go and online order it. You would wait outside. I remember waiting outside for Michael Jackson tickets, like bright early in the morning. We went like before dawn, before sunrise even happened, and we were like waiting outside.
I guess. I don't know. I guess like whenever the next Taylor Swift concert is, like I can't decide if I'd rather like be in a pit or like be like in a front, like a close row, but like have a seat still.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway.
It's not worth discussing right now. But
anyway. All right. So we're going to go into my medium, which is... My medium was this weekend was the holiday of Passover, and we had one Seder, and it was just really nice to celebrate that with my parents and Corey, Lauren, and myself, and then we watched West Side Story, which I know we were looking forward to doing, and it was really nice. So thank you so much for hosting us, Patty and Larry.
Always a great time to be with them.
The food was immaculate. The company was the best. And it was awesome. All right. Highlight.
And my highlight.
Yeah.
My other highlight was what you already alluded to, which was this spa day that we spent together. It was really fun. And just like relaxing in general. The only thing that would have made it a little bit better was not having my masseuse talk to me when I was getting my massage, because I feel like it kind of killed the vibe. But it was a nice massage. Mani pedi ladies were like so nice, and you know, just sitting in like the whirlpool.
I loved my masseuse. Shout out to Beth. You'll never be listening to this podcast, but you were awesome. And you know what she told me, guys? She said that like the massage, like I said, that was really, really great. And she goes, "Well, it takes two people." I'm like, wow. Like I didn't realize it was so
go right.
I didn't realize it was such a like experience for both on both ends. Like maybe she was like the way I was laying there was like,
yeah,
like I don't know. I guess like you think of it as like a wave, maybe like crashing in and out. I don't know. I'm not really sure. But anyway, anytime I can be a good massage like receiver, I'm happy to do it. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much, Beth. And it was awesome. And then just like going into the sauna and the steam room and sitting and reading our books in that like with the fire.
That was just like a peak moment. Like,
and then you guys, we had a really nice, so that was a perfect day. And then we had a really nice night. We got the food from this one restaurant, brought it back, and ate and watched so many good things on our computer, which was the new first episode of the Kardashian show, which we loved, and then all these One Direction like old video moments that we were having so much fun watching, weren't we, with One Direction. Lauren is so busy typing, you guys, right now. I don't even know if she's listening.
I'm listening. You just said we watched the Kardashians, we watched the One Direction, X Factor. It was amazing. I'm sorry, I'm distracted and I need to be more present. I was just actually talking about music and Taylor Swift and Harry Styles and all these people that we're talking about right now. And
okay, but we're in the moment of this.
I know,
podcast.
And you're so right. And I deeply, deeply apologize. It's really disrespectful of me. So I'm flipping my phone over and I'm diverting my full attention.
Phone off. Okay.
I need the phone pocket.
So are we good with the lights?
I'm good if you're good.
Then I'm good. All right.
Okay. So for this week's topic, we're doing another like fun little game one that we did last week. I don't know if it's really a game, but an exercise, let's call it, that was just kind of inspired again by our conversations. And we really have been enjoying getting really inspired for the podcast. Like I said, we've been in a little bit of an idea rut, and now we're like really gaining some momentum. So we're excited. All right. So basically, for this topic, we are just gonna discuss like simple moments, like nothing. Like, I think a lot of times in this podcast, we talk about very like monumental occasions that we've really enjoyed or have inspired us or just made us happy. We really want to dial back a little and like really talk about just these like simple mundane moments that really just give us pure joy and bliss. Like, we always are talking about appreciating the little things. We're really going to take that time right now. And I don't know if your list, my list is more so focused on like not really people, but like moments and objects and experiences.
Yeah. I think that
there's one thing about like people, but that's really all that okay. I have.
So yeah, just blissful moments, like feel good right. moments.
And I think, sorry to cut you off.
No. I feel like we kind of came to this
when we were on the spa.
Right. In a very blissful moment.
Right. And I just think like,
I think you should talk about how it.
Right. Like one of the things on my list is like just when we got into the jacuzzi and like the first moment when you like step into like a warm jacuzzi and like how the water like feels on your body is just like an unmatched moment. And then you start to habituate and then it doesn't like feel as good to be in the jacuzzi anymore as it was in the very first moment you like stepped in.
Yeah. But I don't think that all of these have to be fleeting moments.
No, definitely not.
But it is that first moment, like that's I think we're achieving like that pure like blissful like heavenly mm-hmm. moment.
And I think we tried to make, I don't know if you tried, but like most of these things, not all on my list, are like things that a lot of us have experienced. Like they're universal moments that we could all relate to, or like totally. Even if it's not exactly the same way, like you can think of a scenario that's similar.
All right.
So all right, without further ado, let's jump into it, into the jacuzzi.
Jump into the jacuzzi with the bubbles. Okay. So the first one that came to mind on my list is just that first sip of coffee in the morning. Mm-hmm. I love like, you know, sometimes even just sniffing and smelling like that coffee like brewing is a great feeling. But like just knowing what it's going to be like when you take that first sip of coffee. And I know you're not a coffee drinker, so you probably don't even get this.
I don't get the coffee, but I actually have my list a very similar feeling, which is like the first sip of Diet Coke, like okay. that crisp,
okay.
like
okay.
burn that goes down your throat, yeah. like especially when you have like a nice like fountain Diet Coke from like McDonald's, or I know that one's controversial, but like you get the feeling. Portillo's, just like that first sip, and it just like is unmatched.
Yeah, I love know? It. It's a little different with the hot, but I like, I definitely get the.
But it's refreshing.
Like, Diet Coke, that's more of a refreshing taste. Yeah. This is like just that warmth. Hot warmth. Like it just, I don't know, just wakes you up a little bit, gets you going for your day. And it just like goes down your throat. It's like warm. I mean, I don't know. Maybe do you have any warm drinks that you drink? You got into Max's hot cocoa for a little bit.
I mean, I do like hot chocolate. I don't usually drink it that much. Right. I don't know. I guess I don't really drink a lot of warm drinks. I usually drink like more refreshing, like Diet Coke, or like okay. I like a smoothie or like a juice.
Okay. So
more than, I mean, I kind of wish I wish I liked coffee because I like that idea of like warmth. It's kind of like when you have like soup.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Warm. And you're like feeling right. sick and you have like a mm-hmm. good matzo ball soup. Like nothing compares, you know?
Nothing compares. All right. What's your first? Well, I mean, we're not,
these well, that are not was, in I know any this order. Is not in any order. And also I just said one, like, I think we should just bounce
okay,
off.
Bounce
like,
off. Okay.
One of mine was the Diet Coke one. So okay. like that was mine.
Great. All right. I'm going to go to hot towels. Like the hot towels, like even when you're on an airplane and they walk around with like a hot towel and you wash your hands off, that feeling of a hot towel wrapped around you or just like touching it and putting it on you with, oh.
What about when you get a pedicure and they yeah, like put it on your legs? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh
yeah,
my God. Really hot nice. Towels on your body. Hands, feet. I guess it would be on your face or something too if it happened, but it's just like so great.
Yeah, it is. And I'm going to say along those lines, like putting clothes on that came like straight from the dryer.
Oh, nice one.
I saw that one online and I was like, that's so true. Because like every time when I was a kid, I remember when like Dad would do like the laundry or whatever, and then he would like let me know when like my favorite like Mickey Mouse sweater had just come out of the dryer so I could like put it on.
Oh my God. Just anytime like that. And then like even laying with like that hot, those hot clothes on you. Oh my God. Such
yeah,
a great thing.
So nice.
Good one. All right. It's my turn again. So how about just the first moment that you get into bed? especially when your sheets are like clean and whatever, and you lay down and you, your head hits the pillow, and like, ah, you just like lay there and you are like, you know, before you start to go to sleep, just that feeling of like being under the covers, laying in bed. Love it.
Especially just after like a long day.
Yeah, for
like
sure.
When you're on your feet, like, I don't think, I just think about like the time when I went to like Lollapalooza, and that was like a long day of walking and moving and whatever. And then you like lay, I mean, I don't remember, like that was like 5 years ago, so I don't actually remember like what it felt like to lay in bed, but like that is a feeling I remember. I guess a similar thing, like after like a long day or whatever, or like when you go out or you go to like a nice like event, you have to put on like a dress, whatever, but like taking off like a bra for the first time.
Okay, taking off your shoes after you've been like squished into those heels.
Yeah, like
and
I
can't walk anymore.
Like I just remember, like after like a school dance, I'd take my heels off, I'd take my strapless bra off, and I would just feel like so like happy, you know? It was just a great feeling.
Let it go. Okay. I have like a runner's high, and I know this is like after you are done exercising or something, I don't know, I've gotten that when I've gone on a really good run. It's been a while, I know. But that feeling of like you just completed that activity and you are just like done and you feel like such a high off of it.
Yeah. I have only had a runner's high like a very, like maybe once or twice. And I remember like it felt really nice. And usually after I do workout, like it always feels nice to be done with it. But I work out so frequently, I feel like that feeling, like, it doesn't really, like, phase me as much anymore. Although, like, I really enjoy when, see, now you're the one that's, like, not paying attention and you're distracting me, but I'm sorry. See, I'm losing my train of thought. When I, like, after I do, like, a work class, which is, like, one of my favorite workout classes that I do, just because it's, like, fun. Like, the feeling I get when I do that, like, I just want to, like, smile, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Do you have, is that, but that's not yours.
That wasn't on my list, but I, like, would put that on my list, I guess.
I just have, like, going on a great walk on a spring day or a summer day when it's just great weather. I'm looking forward to, like, really enjoying the weather and, like, getting outside.
Me too.
And moving more and just, like, taking some walking breaks.
Me too. It's like the best. And I like feel like during the like height of COVID, I was so good about my walks. And I think now I'm just like busier. So like that the time that I used to have like doesn't exist as much anymore. But I'm looking forward to like over the summer, like especially on the weekends, to like going on walks. You know, so nice. Can't wait. And I guess I'll do mine. That's like summer related. Just like the excitement that I feel like the first day of camp, like when the campers get out of the car and like the music's going and like it's just like the start of a new summer and like nothing has really happened yet in terms of like problems or people and like it's just like the first like cheers and smiles that you see are just like so exciting, you know?
For sure. I have vibing to music. Like when you're the first couple seconds when a song that you love comes on and it's your like favorite artist and you're just like so in the zone of the music.
Yeah.
Love that.
For sure. Like when like I hear like the opening to King of My Heart and she goes, I'm perfectly fine.
Right, right.
And speaking of that, mine related to music was just like when a Taylor Swift bridge comes on.
Love all of those.
Just like, we no, love I know. It's just like bridge. When like Cruel Summer like comes on and you're like, I love you. Ain't that the worst thing you ever heard? Like, that's just, like, and, like, that's why I want to go to Taylor Swift night so bad, so that I can experience these moments with everybody else.
I know. We've been watching all those, and they look so fun.
I know, and it's just, like, no one else, like, understands those feelings except the people in that room, you know? Mm. Or, like, the other side of the door outro. Like, that is just, like, pure serotonin.
What with your face and your beautiful eyes and the conversation with the little white lies.
I sent you a TikTok, I think.
Okay.
That was, like, on vinyl, and it was comparing the original Fearless Other Side of the Door and the new one and how different it sounds. It's, like, crazy.
I can't wait to hear it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Here's another one. So, here's another one that I have. Hugging. Like, a really good, nice hug with someone that you love, like those tight, like, bear hugs. Oh my God.
And
I
you
love
haven't
it.
Seen someone in a while.
Yeah, like I can't wait to give Max a really big one like that. Mm-hmm. Like, so great.
Hugging my puppy is like the best. like right when I like see him after a while.
I have Cuddling Jack on as mm-hmm. one of mine.
Yeah, it's just like the best. Like when I get a hug from you too is like when I see
like
you.
A really good strong hug. It's so good.
It's so fun. Love.
The energy is like vibing and contagious. All right, what's another one?
I guess I'll like go along with that, but like Mima's tickles are just like unparalleled.
Oh, Mima, shout out for your tickles.
Yeah. Yesterday was really nice during Pesach.
She was tickling with both arms mm-hmm. on you. That's
dedication. A dream. That's the dream.
That is total dedication. Okay. How about blissful moments like when you get in the shower and the water is just perfect and it's just like running down your back and like hits your head. I don't know. Just such a good feeling.
That's a good feeling. Along with that, I had like the first time you poop and take a shower, like when you come home from like a trip, especially like when I used to go to overnight camp, like
the first shower back
from overnight camp was like the best feeling ever. Blissful. And like the first, like Dad and I like to talk about how like you can like you your poops also like don't compare anywhere else except your house.
True.
You know, like yeah. You always talk about having vacation, like you always have a hard time going to the bathroom.
I have a horrible time with that.
So like regulated. It's just the best. Like you know, like even when I'm in college, like my bathroom experiences are not as good as when I'm at home.
Okay. I also have like looking at water.
Okay.
Like we were talking about that the other day when we were at the lake and we were just like looking out the water, glistening. I'm gonna yawn. Oh, and I just think it's like relaxing and that blissful feeling of looking at that is so nice.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to like watch the sunrise one day.
Oh, it's so nice to watch the sunrise.
Never really done
sunsets
that.
Are nice too.
Yeah, but like
wake up tomorrow morning, I'll tell you the time it's gonna rise.
But like, I want to do that rise. In front of water is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay, fine. It's gonna rise tomorrow at 6:06 a.m.
Like I meant like
go drive somewhere at 5:45 and then go watch it rise on the lake 6:06.
All right, that's what I want to do. I should do that one day.
Okay.
No, it's not going to be tomorrow.
Not going to be tomorrow. All right. But that is a nice thing.
Mm-hmm.
I also love laying out. Like, I mean, I know it's not good for you. And believe me, my skin probably is not in a good place from all those years. But, like, the sun warming your body, it feels so nice.
It really does. Especially in the summer, sitting on the deck. With the book.
Yep. On my list. Reading on the deck. Uh-huh.
It's just like
that's
nothing
my last
compares.
One, reading on the deck.
I got more. That.
I mean, I could continue going for sure.
I know.
I also would say like when you're in a pool
uh-huh.
and it's a hot, hot day and you get in the water, it kind of goes along with the hot tub feeling, but like mm-hmm. this is the cold water coming on in you.
Yeah.
You've been sitting outside. Imagine, like, the sun is beating down on you. You're sweating. And then you're like, okay, it's time. I'm going to go in the water. And, like, you get in. And then, like, it feels so good.
Agreed. Agreed. Ugh. Okay, so a couple other ones that I have not gotten to mention yet.
Jackie.
Is, like, when you're trying to fall asleep. Jack's having a moment. When you're trying to fall asleep and then you like switch sides and then it's like the cold side of the pillow,
oh, yeah.
That's just like a great feeling.
The other side of the door and the cold side of a pillow.
True. The first time I put on my comfy, like that was the best experience of my life. But I also had COVID, so that may have been part of it.
Uh-huh.
But, like, I mean, I still love wearing it, like, whenever I can. But I will never, like, top the first time I put it on.
Okay. There you go.
Okay, three more.
I would say also sitting by a fire.
Yeah.
Like, a crackling fire. I love a fireplace. Or, like, if it's a hot, it's, a campfire. Same kind of vibes. I love that,
I love
too.
A campfire when everyone's just, like, kind of, like, silent and, like, looking at the fire.
Great.
I mean, we gotta get some campfire songs going, but like the peaceful few seconds when like the fire starts burning and like everyone just kind of watching it burn,
the crackling and like mm-hmm. the smells. I love the smells.
Mm-hmm. I don't like how it feels like after with your clothes smell, but
yeah, okay,
whatever. Pulling through in a parking spot
Interesting. Is that one that you read about?
I did, but I do really enjoy it. Me and Jordan even have a chant. We go, pull through, pull through.
What does that mean? Like, drive through it? Like, because, like...
Like, if you're...
If there's nobody in front of you or whatever.
Yeah, you on that pull through side. So that you don't have to back out later.
Okay. I mean, all right. I don't know. I've never really gotten a blissful feeling about that, but okay.
It's just a convenience, exciting moment.
Right. Pull through. Pull through.
now you're never going to forget that.
Pull through.
Biting into a piece of Lumalnati's pizza for the first time.
I had that.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, like, I didn't type it, but I had that in my mind. It's so funny that,
like,
you said
especially,
that.
Like, for me when I was at school and I would go a few months without having it, like, the first, especially in the restaurant, like, the first time you bite into it.
Oh, Jackie.
Oh, yes, baby.
He wanted to make it known he's on the podcast.
Oh, that's so anyway, cute, Jackie.
Anyway, just that first bite and then, like, the butter layer is just... Mm. We literally just had Lumalnati's and I, like, already wanted to get after this conversation.
We love that.
We do. And it's just not up for discussion. And then this is the only one that's, like, related to, like, people. But just, like, reminiscing on, like, nostalgia with friends and, like, talking about, like, funny stories from the past and people. And then just, like, when you laugh, like, so hard that your stomach hurts when you're, like, with people.
That is good.
It's really special.
That's so special. That's so blissful.
It just, like, proves that, like, you don't need, like... to do all these, like, fun activities to, like, have a good time, you know? Like, there's so many, like, fun moments I have spent with friends where we're just, like, sitting and talking. We don't, like, need anything else. And family as well, same thing. Like,
thanks for saying that. I'm glad that you did.
It just really makes you appreciate, like, those people and those moments. Like, even right now, I appreciate this moment. It's so fun.
I appreciate this moment, too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love our list.
Me, too. I hope you guys, like, felt some, like, comfort in this episode, you know?
I hope you have your own blissful things. Maybe we've forgotten something that, like, yeah, should be on our list that wasn't.
And if it was,
some people like the snow, like a first snowfall or something.
Yeah, I cannot relate, but to those people, happy for them, you know.
I mean, it's pretty. I can understand that. It's just like I don't
want
to walk in it and
cold.
Have like it
I
like
the cold.
And I like the cold, and I don't like to the feeling of like slip sliding and like falling down on my butt.
Yeah, that's a little scary.
Not great. But,
you
know.
It's fun. Yeah. It's time. It's time. It's necessary for life. But, like, you know.
Yeah. We covered it all.
I know. We really did. I feel, like, just
blissful
at peace. Like, now I just kind of want to, like, meditate and, like, be at peace.
Oh, you know what else? Oh, what? What was yours?
I just thought about one. Like, when you're doing a puzzle and, like, the last piece, like, clicks into place
satisfying.
And you, like, finish the puzzle.
You know what I was thinking
okay,
of? You know how, like, when we were at the spa and we heard that, like, trickling of, like, water, like, the calming effects of, like, the water dripping? That's a blissful feeling.
That was very relaxing.
Yeah. And a good smell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love a good candle burning and, like, a really good smell that I love. Or, like, the tropical smell, like, when you get out of the airplane and you just landed in Florida and you can, like, smell the orange groves. Oh my god, that's such
so
a good
nice.
Smell. Blissful.
So nice.
And suntan lotion. Always love that too.
What about the sun balm? That's the best brand.
Yeah,
it smells
so good.
All right. Well, that was so much fun. I feel so much more relaxed after that one, don't you?
I feel full of bliss.
Me too.
Blissful and full of bliss.
And now I'm going to be even more full of bliss after we talk about what we're into for the week.
Okay, so one, two.
Well, actually, I kind of have two things, but it all connects.
Okay, you guys, you'd think that Lauren Smith and I went to actual Coachella, but I'm into fake Coachella.
Well, it's not fake. It happened. It's real.
I know what happened, and we figured out a really great way to watch Coachella as if we were there by finding the live stream of Coachella on YouTube and then rewinding it. So I think I watched it 3 times.
I need to watch it again because what if it goes away? The only good thing is that next week it'll happen again.
I know. It's awesome. So Harry Styles is the headliner for Coachella.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know what Coachella is, which there probably are some people that don't know what Coachella is, it's kind of like Lollapalooza, like a musical festival that happens in Coachella, California, which we imagine is near Palm Springs.
It's not imagined.
It is. outside of Palm Springs or something, and in the desert, and hundreds of thousands of people, really cool vibes. Amazing. So
It's like, it's like Lollapalooza, but it's on such a more bigger scale. Like, it's like a bougier version of Lollapalooza. Like, they get a lot more, you know, more amazing headliners, and then a lot of like celebrities and influencers go, and it's just like a very magical thing. Like, everyone kind of follows along as like people go to Coachella.
I mean, I saw like people unboxing their bracelets, like that you wear, and they gave them all these other like accoutrements to go in there, and they had like, they had little garden kits, like where you could plant garden.
Wow.
Like, for your house.
That's so nice.
I mean,
I don't even know. I'm sure it's a lot of money, but there's also like sections where people can go. Like, if you are like influencer, like type of people, there's like different like areas that are like VIP for you. It's really insane. And so we've been watching that. It was really amazing. He brought out like Shania Twain to the performance.
Oh, it was so great. She sang, Man, I Feel Like a Woman, and they sang, together.
They both sang those together.
But like, she started it. They're her song. Yeah. So like, it's like, and he was so sweet. He said that it like brings back memories of watching
the other
it.
Song.
Yeah, well, it's like, I can't think of it. It's like, looks like we made it. Look how far we come, my baby. I can't think about it. I can't think of the actual name of the song. What's it called? You're still the one. You're still the one I love. Anyway, so I guess like it brought back vibes for him of his mom watching like Shania Twain when he was growing up. And how sweet is that?
Yeah, it was so sweet. It was amazing. I just like, in general, I'm into like Harry Styles and One Direction this week, because we watched that. We watched those X Factor performances like we talked about earlier in the lights on the spa day. And The Ringer Dish, which is like our favorite podcast every single album. I know we mentioned that before, where they covered like, it's that podcast where they cover like all those Taylor Swift songs whenever. They just started a One Direction and Harry Styles series that like has been so fun to listen to. So I just feel like, in general, like, I'm just in this
world. And we're preparing for Harry's new album called Harry's House. And
that's probably how they're going to time it to that when that album comes out. That's
for sure.
Be, like,
so it's coming out in May, I think like the 20th.
Sure, that could
be right. Very excited about it. And we've heard three songs that he sings on this album, one that has already been released, and then two, As It Was is the name of that song. And then there's two other songs that he played at this Coachella, and amazing. Boyfriend, and then the other one
last
is like
late night talking. I'm
really
sure
good.
Like, either next week he'll play like two new songs or something, or like one or two of these songs will probably be singles too.
Yeah. Oh,
I know.
So
it was
good.
it was just like mesmerizing.
It's been a hairy week.
It was very mesmerizing. I cannot recommend enough that you check out his catalog. You know, it really, I know you like thought this was such a bold statement, but he really is like the new like Elton John meets like Mick Jagger, like unbelievable superstar. Like, he's just perfect.
Really talented. And a honky guy, and sweet and cute, and we just love him.
Good
anyway,
sense of humor.
Yeah, he's
good
a lot of fun to like listen to and talk, so and like he's funny. Like,
to
there's
boyfriends everywhere. Fuck you.
Can we say that on our podcast? You can swear on the Like Mother Like Daughter podcast.
You asked me this. We've done this before.
Fuck you. Oh my god. Anyway,
right, anyway,
thanks guys for listening. We appreciate you taking in another one of our long-winded journeys about, you know, everything and nothing all at the same time.
That was a very good explanation. I feel like we should like get that written down somewhere.
Yeah, we could have merch say that.
Okay,
everything and nothing all at once.
And
anyway,
thank you for listening. This has been so fun. Follow us on the socials, like, comment, subscribe. Oh, that's from YouTube. Rate, review, subscribe. You know what
share
to do.
Share our podcast.
You
tell others.
It. You know it. All right, we'll see ya. Take care of yourself, Ellers. We love ya. Bye.
Bye.